going to read a story. So we call this a time for the young at heart and young in age. If you want to move up, you can come up here if you'd like. And if you can't, you can see the pictures on the screen, we hope, with the book.
And if you don't want to sit on the floor, you can sit down.
Test, test. Test. I hear myself. There we go. Thank you. Here we go. There you go. Trish, I'll give you the book. Okay. You can sit on the pew. Thank you. Way to go. Okay, so we're reading the story called "'Twas the Morning of Easter." It's written by an English author, Glenys Nellis, and illustrated by Alina Selivanova. It is a book to help children find the joy and hope in the story of the resurrection. You will notice quickly that it is written in the same rhyme as the Dr. Clement C. Moore's poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And I thought about that when I first thought, and I thought, it's so tastefully done, it's amazing. It's based on the scripture, if we can have the next slide. One more slide. Of Matthew 28:6, he has risen. "'Twas the morning of Easter, before the sun rose. Two guards on a hillside were just trying to doze. You see, Jesus had died only 3 days before. A huge stone had been placed to seal the cave door. The disciples were sleeping, but tossed in their beds as visions of danger swirled round in their heads. Would they be arrested and led away too? Without Jesus, their leader, what would they do? In her small, quiet home, not too far away, Jesus' friend Mary was planning the day. She would go to the cave with perfume and spice in hopes that her gifts would make Jesus smell nice. The sun through the trees was just starting to peep at the guards on the hill who are now fast asleep. When all of a sudden there came an earthquake and the rocks and the trees all started to shake. The guards jumped in fright, then fell straight to the floor. As the stone rolled away and unsealed the door. Then Mary arrived and crept up to the cave. She had to see Jesus. She had to be brave. But the cave was now empty. He just wasn't there. Mary sat down and wept, and her cries filled the air. But suddenly, Mary heard someone behind. "Dear woman, who is it that you hope to find?" Mary jumped and turned round, so confused and afraid. Was this man the gardener? And why had he stayed? But the calm in his voice, the words that he said, soon let Mary know she had nothing to dread. "Dear Mary, it's me. It's Jesus, your friend. My story's just starting. This wasn't the end." His eyes, how they twinkled, his smile so bright. Mary knew in a moment. But could she be right? She gasped in surprise and cried, "Jesus, it's you! You came back to life. Your promise came true." Jesus nodded and said, "But there's no time to lose. You must tell the disciples. Go spread the good news." So she jumped up to her feet, and away Mary went. She'd a story to tell, a tale heaven sent. She ran without stopping and called through the door, "Disciples, you've never heard this news before. Now Peter, now James, now Thomas, now John, I went to the cave. Jesus' body was gone. But he called me by name. He's alive. It's true. It's a miracle only our great God could do." Then the trees seemed to dance. Birds started to sing. All creation joined in to worship the King. "He's alive. He's alive." The rocks cried in praise. The whole world, the whole earth rejoiced on this day of all days. When later that night, Mary knelt down to pray, she thought about all that had happened that day. And the stars heard her whisper through the soft evening light, "Happy Easter to all, and to all, a good night."
Thank you.